Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of July 25th through the 29th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The U.S. economy didn't bounce back as much as we anticipated in the second quarter. Real GDP rose just 1.2%, which also leaves it up just 1.2% on a year-over-year basis. Growth was driven by the consumer, which saw spending increase more than 4%, and it added nearly 3 percentage points to growth. The biggest weight was inventories, which fell by $8 billion, and that was enough to reduce growth by over 1 percentage point. Of all the weights on growth, only business equipment spending will prove persistently negative during 2016. Equipment spending fell 3.5%. The third quarterly decline. The slide in equipment spending is mandated by the fundamentals, including the energy sector, the high dollar, weak global growth, falling profits, and an aging expansion. Final sales grew 2.1%, which is about the trend growth of the U.S. economy and a rate that shows the expansion is still on safe ground. Second quarter growth is unlikely to change the Federal Reserve's assessment of the economy. Momentum in the economy seems relatively okay. Real final sales is moving at a level strong enough to prevent any slack from developing, and that is the engine of the economy. The Fed decided against a rate hike last week, but signaled that with improving economic conditions and greater labor market utilization, a rate hike later this year is likely. Last week's data highlight looks at consumer confidence. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index barely moved in July, losing just 1 point and finishing the month at 97.3. The July figure still remains higher than that seen in the spring months. The 3-month moving average is at the highest level since March. Looking at the details, the present situation component increased 1.7 points from 116.6 in June to 118.3 in July. The expectations component fell 1.1 points from 84.4 to 83.3. The employment data improved substantially with decreased pessimism over the labor market. Overall, the small change indicates a sense of normalcy, even though this period included some sharp financial market declines early in the month, plus Brexit results and more oil price swings. Expectations still remain weak, with 3/4 of respondents expecting their income to remain stagnant in the next 6 months. However, the present situation remains strong and is a good sign for consumption during the third quarter. On the international front, sentiment among British households fell in July at the fastest pace in more than a quarter century, reflecting uncertainty about the outlook for the economy in the wake of the Brexit vote. The 11-point drop in the GFK index was the most since March 1990, a time when house prices were falling, interest rates stood at 15%, and there was protesting against Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's tax plan. The index slumped to a negative 12, and it was the lowest level seen since the end of 2013. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, the July ISM Manufacturing Index will be released on Monday, August 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to decrease a small amount from the 53.2 posted in June. Regional surveys have been more upbeat than recently released production data and factory orders. Auto production schedules point to solid production, but manufacturing elsewhere has been flat. June personal income and spending will be released on Tuesday, August 2nd at 8:30 a.m. We look for personal income to rise 0.3%, following a 0.2% gain in May. Spending is also expected to rise 0.3% in June. July vehicle sales will be released on Tuesday, August 2nd at 4 p.m. Look for vehicle sales to increase in July, perhaps even more than reversing June's 4.5% decline. This would provide a decent start to consumer durables during this quarter. Incentives, low rates, and solid employment should help boost sales. The July non-manufacturing ISM index will be released on Wednesday, August 3rd, also at 10 a.m. We look for the index to drop from June's 56.5 reading. The service sector is still doing fine, but a slight flattening is expected, as June's 3.6-point rise was large and a slight payback may be in order. June factory orders will be released on Thursday, August 4th at 10 a.m. We look for factory orders to fall another 1 or 2% in June after the 1% decrease seen in May. Capital goods orders are expected to be slightly positive. June international trade will be released on Friday, August 5th at 8:30 a.m. The trade deficit is forecast to widen slightly from $41.1 billion to $43.1 billion. Both exports and imports should increase, but there is likely to be more strength in imports. The June employment report will be released on Friday, August 5th at 8:30 a.m. We look for employment to rise by 150 to 175,000, settling down after June's big 280,007 employee jump. June's increase isn't sustainable, even though part of it was a payback from a weak May. If our projections are correct, this will still be a solid employment gain.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.